I like told them to meet at the bar that I was at. And then I realized that I just did not like them and I didn't know how to say it.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad.
Hello, and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Blair Payton.
And I'm Sterling Mulberry. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story, and we decide if they were in the right or the wrong. Can I say something that was a little evil recently?
Sure. Is this something you did or just something you witnessed?
No, it's something that happened to me.
Okay.
So I got back from a trip recently and I was taking a flight out of Boston, a city that I say this, do better, win me over more.
Wow. All right. Sorry to our Boston fans.
You know what? Send me some things that I should be loving about that city. No. Basically what happens is this, Blair. My flight starts getting delayed. Not good. So it's supposed to be like 6:30. All of a sudden it's 8. And I'm flying all the way to the West Coast. This is already looking like a late night.
Yeah.
And I'm flying with my friend. I text her. I'm like close to the airport a little bit early. And I'm like, should we try to get on an earlier flight? She's like, let's try. I book it to the airport. Okay. She gets on the standby list of a flight. I have an hour 20 before this flight leaves. I'm in Boston. I'm not even at the airport yet. I'm like literally doing this. I'm with my cousin and her kids. I'm like yelling to the kids. They're all like 5. I'm like, run, don't walk. I am like in a bathroom helping this girl kind of finish up going to the bathroom. I'm like looking at like when my flight is leaving. I'm like, girl, poop faster. We've got to go.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're racing to the airport. I get to the airport. I am running through. I'm like T minus 50 minutes before until this flight leaves, which I haven't even gotten on the standby list. I am running. I'm trying to make my way. I get there. I'm huffing and puffing. I'm like, can I get on the standby list of this flight? My friend is already on the list because she's been at the airport. They're like, it's too late. I'm like, please. She's like, let me see what I can do. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, by the way, we can only fly together. Like if only one of us gets on, we're not going to do it because we're girls. Okay.
I gotcha.
Okay, she does some magic. By the way, it's my friend, number one, mm-hmm. 5 people below. Not looking good. Okay, and she also says this, it's a sold out flight. So it's like all not looking good. We're sweating. All of a sudden, I look at the board. She's like, I did something. My name, number two now. I've bumped everyone down. I'm saying, my friend number one, I'm number two. All these people who were already there, sorry, you're bumped lower than me. My friend and I are like, oh my gosh. Because you know I've always said I'm an unlucky person.
Wait, and this
person.
Is for standby?
Standby.
Okay.
You know I've always said I'm an unlucky person. But right. The day before I'd found a 4-leaf clover. So I said, maybe my luck is changing.
Yeah, you found a plan.
My friend and I are waiting. We all of a sudden, everyone starts boarding.
Mm-hmm.
We see 3 check marks go next to our names. First, second, third.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, we're getting on. We don't have to wait at the airport for another 4 hours. We're literally calling everyone on our phones. We're like, you'll never believe what's happened. This is like how little is happening in your life. We're like, you'll never believe it. We get to not get in at 1 a.m.
Right.
We go up to the desk. We're like, okay, ready to get on. She says, that was inaccurate information that just went on. We didn't mean to do that on next to your names. She goes, only one of you can come on. We only have one seat. So we obviously say, we're not going to do it. We let number 3 go on.
But that was really considerate because I would have been like, bye, y'all.
Well, here's the thing. There's lots of things going on. One, my friend had made me fly this later flight, which was way more expensive because she was worried about timing. So we actually could have gotten on this flight, which was cheaper. So it was kind of her doing that. No offense. So we had to fly later. Anyways, we flew out way later and there was obviously a little bit of a bumpy ride. I also hate flying at night. Anyways, that's what happened. And I want to say this. My evil is airlines getting your hopes up. I was like, I bet you could find a seat for us. We were thinking this. We actually started getting delusional. Check mark, dictionary, echo, what if they put us in first class?
That's where I thought the story was going. But then I was like, no, I know Sterling's luck.
Well, Blair, we have an amazing comedian on our episode today. You know her from various shows around New York. Check her out in the New York Comedy Festival, as well as many hilarious videos online. Please welcome Britt Miggs. Well, thank you so much for coming on the episode today, Britt. How are you doing? You're in your closet, live from New York City. How are you feeling from New York in this moment?
I am in my closet. Right now, I'm feeling pissed off. And I will let the viewers and listeners know that there has been construction going on my building all summer. Kind of the worst time to be having construction. You know, I want to enjoy my balcony. I haven't been allowed out on my balcony all summer.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's the only reason I have a balcony is kind of to go on it. I thought we were going to be okay to record, but of course, they're drilling some bricks off of the building, which is what I assume they're doing.
And that takes a long time. I don't know if you've ever done it, but...
And they're drilling bricks off the building you're currently living in?
Yeah.
And you think they're gonna put some new ones in?
You know what? I'm hoping for siding. It's a very classic suburban feel. And I think we need that in an urban setting, don't you think?
I do. Here is my thing, though. I have a theory that they are doing it specifically just to annoy and punish me. Just me.
Oh.
It is affecting me in that way that I feel like I did something in a past life to deserve this.
Do you think you did something even present life, maybe in the spring? Life.
And I must have, because this feels crazy and I haven't been able to record a video or VO or do a podcast normally in my home.
That's a nightmare. I was actually just thinking about this. I want to say this actually today, because in my apartment, which I live in Los Angeles, and randomly, it's like the landlords aren't nowhere as good, right? But here they actually sometimes do something that we ask. But I am like, and maybe someone will kind of call in and ever tell us what's going on. But I'm like, what is the incentive for a landlord to ever do anything nice, aka like do a request for you or do anything, when actually all they want is for you to leave so they can up the rent? I was just thinking about this morning. So do you think they actually want you out and are going to drive you insane so they can flip your apartment?
Oh, yeah. Do you think
Perhaps.
This is a ploy?
They actually are trying to drive me to insanity. And I'm surprised they haven't gaslit me to say it's not that bad, because I'm about to get the decibel reader. I'm going to get how loud it is.
Well, they could gaslight you, because you said you just sent an email. Can you tell us what you said in the email?
So my partner lives with me, and they were like, I actually can't believe you sent that email, because I was ignored several times that drove me to the brink of insanity. And I am not someone I'm not a complainer. I'm a people pleaser. I just don't want to be a bother. And I had asked, hey, you know, do you have an estimate of when this will be done? And they were like, no. And I'm like, okay, could you maybe tell me when you're going to be on my floor so that I could not do a podcast or, you know, something like that?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, there'd be no way we could update you on that. And then they were like, we'd have to do that for everyone. But I'm like, but I'm the only one asking. And then what really sent me over the edge is when I was sitting at the table working from home, and all of a sudden just men descended on my balcony and started, got a plank of wood and nailed it into the door of my balcony. I go, what's happening?
No.
And they're like, 1 to 2 weeks. That was over a month ago.
Okay.
And so I sent an email and I was like, hi, I've been barricaded into my own apartment. You didn't mention that in the email. So what is that? And they're like, yeah, we're checking the balconies too. It's a New York state law, whatever. And I go, okay. I didn't say anything. And then weeks had gone by and I said, this was last week or something. I was like, hi, it's been over a month. You have not told me when this is coming off. Can I climb through my own window and pry off the plank of wood myself so that I can enjoy my balcony?
Which is considerate, because you're saving them, you know, time and money.
Right.
You know?
I am. And they wrote back and they go, do not do that. It's illegal. And I'm like, oh, now you answer. Because they had, I had sent a couple of follow-ups that they had not responded to.
I do think this is illegal. I'm coming down on it. I don't know that much, but
yeah,
Well, I know a little bit about noise and New York City law randomly because my neighbor tried to call the police on me when I was moving out because we had to paint our apartment back.
Okay.
And he said, this, you have to have a permit for this. And I said, this isn't noise. So anyways, noise is drilling. It's actually not having someone paint your apartment because you're weeping.
Well, no, I remember when you were painting, you were moaning a lot because it was like laborious. You know, since we have you in your closet, can you show us your favorite article of clothing real quick?
Yeah, especially it's New York Fashion Week breaking news. So
as of this recording.
So first of all, I just want to show you that I do have my can you tell it's color?
Oh,
whoa. Color coordinated.
Yes. Which is really fun. But I will actually use this as an opportunity to like plug another friend who is a comic. And I have a lot of her stuff. Wait, okay.
So this is just more so a message so she can come pick it up?
No. Sorry.
You don't talk to her anymore and you're hoping she listens.
No, she makes these.
Oh,
fun.
Very cool. Going to hell with the boys. Love
it.
Oh,
yes. Fun. It's a t-shirt for a listening audience.
Yes. So she makes these amazing, she like hand sews them. Her name is Julia Desmond.
Do you feel like you have your pulse on New York fall trends this fall for listeners? As we're kind of gearing up for fall fashion?
I'm like, absolutely not. I feel like a struggling millennial that's trying to cosplay as Gen Z. You know, I'm at that age where I am clinging to my youth and I really like I have such a mix of millennial and Gen Z friends. And so I just found out that I'm not supposed to be wearing the low socks. I was like, okay, heard.
When did that happen? I love the low socks.
Well, that's our tell. That's how they know that we're old. So you have to actually put on different socks.
But what if it's under my pants?
If it's under the pants,
deceptive?
It's totally fine. It's just
I think
like
it's mostly for girls, to be honest.
Do you have something that you just love that's like currently out of style that you wish would come back?
That's a great question. I gave up skinny jeans kind of kicking and screaming. I will not give in to the low rise. I've been down that road. And if you're watching this, you're listening to this, you're Gen Z, Gen Alpha.
Oh, you think we have a Gen Alpha? So young.
Ooh, you might.
They're listening from their middle school class.
Yeah, they're like, I'm literally loving this as I'm watching Skibidi Toilet. whatever that is. Yeah, I'm like, we will not return. We will not go back. You know, I've just been there with that.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We have a game we play on this podcast called Heaven or Hell. And this is a game where we're going to present some different scenarios for you. And you're going to decide if they're heaven, hell, or if you're kind of indifferent, purgatory. Now, you have a show you do at Union Hall called Sunday Sauce. Sometimes even called, I think, Saturday Sauce. But usually Sunday Sauce. Is that correct?
Yes. We have had to change it. If we got a Saturday day, we've had to change it. But it's usually Sunday.
Okay. Amazing. So, our kind of topic for today, I don't know if you're familiar with the New York Times Sunday Routine column. Are you familiar with this column?
No.
No? Okay, amazing. It's fine. Neither is bad. Basically, the New York Times every Sunday has like kind of a everyday New Yorker, sometimes they're a little bit of a celebrity New Yorker, go through what their Sunday looks like. And they kind of break down like in the morning, I wake up, whatever, going through their Sunday routine. So anyways, Thinking of your show, Sunday Sauce, we are going to be presenting some different Sunday routines from you that are taken from various New Yorkers in this column that are all a little weird.
I woke up around 8 a.m. on Sundays, and before I shoot out of bed, I check my Whoop, which is wearable fitness tracker that also tracks my sleep. I check how much REM sleep I got, how much light sleep, how much deep sleep.
Okay, would that be heaven, hell, or purgatory for you?
Okay, immediately hell. And I don't know if you saw my hand. When you said 8 a.m. on a Sunday, you're already going to hell for me. The weekends are for me to sleep to noon, sometimes later. And you wasting your beautiful, precious, finite weekend hours checking your Whoop.
Uh-huh.
I'm pulling the lever. You're going straight down.
You're going straight to hell. Okay, yeah. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Next one. While I'm prepping breakfast, I go down to the dining room and look out on the world. The apartment has high windows that face three corners of the city, south, west, and east. There's light and sun all day long. I can see all the way down to the Statue of Liberty if I look down to 8th Avenue, as well as my dad's house over in New Jersey, which is adorable.
So this is, I think, going to go to purgatory for me because it sounds lovely, but I feel like this bitch is bragging about her big ass apartment. And I don't like that.
Yeah, totally.
I'm kind of mad. I'm like, have humility. I don't know, like be humble.
But also she can see her dad's house in New Jersey. It sounds like she's got incredible vision. So
they have a huge house in New Jersey. This is actually randomly massive. Okay, I wanna say this. I might actually get their name wrong because I kind of forget. I wanna say this, Frankie Grande, Ariana Grande's brother.
Okay, wait, now I feel bad because there's an actual person attached. I'm like,
oh, who cares? I think they're doing I think.
Yeah, you're bragging.
You're bragging,
Frankie.
Bragging, hell. Okay, or purgatory, I guess. Okay, Blair.
Yeah.
I'll go to Manhattan to meet friends or Linda, my ex-girlfriend. I'm not a subway guy. I have an SUV, a little car I lease, and I take the car. That's the reason I can't live in the city. It's crazy with a car.
Yeah, this SUV that they call a little car. Let me tell you, from a little car owner, I used to have a smart car
in the city. Oh, whoa.
I think it's the only acceptable car to be in the city. I think that if anyone has a car, it should legally have to be a smart car because they're so compact and they're very good for the environment. Or they're not good, but they're better. I think that this guy is going to hell. Guy or gal. I don't know why I keep assigning
this one's it's okay.
Genders.
But we can do okay. Whatever genders for all of these.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just like, I have to have my SUV. I have to live outside the city. I had a feeling it was a guy.
Yeah.
but yeah, I don't know. And I'm also like, are you torturing this poor Linda? Why are you meeting up with her every Sunday? It's crazy.
Also in an article, it's like, if you're meeting up with your ex-girlfriend every Sunday, either have it just be a friend at that point or have it be your girlfriend. I don't know.
Yeah.
Multiple times in the article, he just kept saying my ex-girlfriend, Linda. I'm like, did Linda approve to be in this article or are you still in love with Linda?
Where is Linda?
Where is Linda? Your next one. I hang out in the lobby because it's good to get out. There are always people there greeting each other, talking. Everyone is cheerful. Maybe I'll find a rich old man in the lobby someday. I'm still looking for a nice boyfriend.
Am I supposed to be sending every single person to hell?
I found the weirdest ones I could. I didn't want to throw any really good ones in there. This is, I will say this, like an 80 or 90-year-old woman. That's why she sounds a little different.
Okay.
She's age appropriate for finding an old man. She's old herself.
Because then I'm like, maybe I need to know who they are before I do it. Because here's my thing.
But this is for you, ultimately.
It is for me. I want to say, if you're hanging out in your lobby, your doormen hate you.
Yeah,
they
like,
do not
here.
Want you gabbing to them. It reminds me of that 30 Rock episode where Liz Lemon is like talking to her doormen all the time. They don't want you there. I think that the people in the building are probably weirded out by that. But now that I know it's like an old lady, I'm kind of like, get your bag. Like,
sure.
She's waited long enough. And then it also makes me sad. I'm like, I do want her to have companionship. I want her to have someone to hang out with.
Totally.
Yeah, because it sounds like she doesn't have any family left, and all she has is those people in the lobby just to talk to. And you saying that all these people hate her? I mean, this woman is going through, she can't even find love.
Okay.
Let her have her lobby well, friends.
No, she's like she's a really famous artist, so I think she's doing, like, everyone's a little famous, so I think she's actually doing really well because the New York Times found
her. But she probably has depression. You know how creatives are.
We have a loneliness epidemic in this country, and
yeah.
And now I'm feeling bad. You know what? Going forward, maybe I need to know who it is.
But for you,
maybe
for
this is Linda.
You don't really want to hang out in the lobby is like your big Sunday activity. And that's okay. That's right. The truth.
But I think I want to change and send her to heaven so that she could find a hot boyfriend in heaven.
Okay.
I'm like, we'll go find James Dean or, well, actually, was he gay or bi? I don't know.
I think there was questions.
There were questions.
And she could help answer them.
That's yeah, true.
I hope she goes up there and finds a nice boyfriend.
Okay. I'll get on my I hate this. Sorry, I'm not playing, but I get on my electric unicycle. It's a pretty dorky name. I tend to just call it a wheel because it's not nearly as silly. I've got a few of them. You put the pedals down and you stand on it facing forward. They go like 45 miles an hour. It's like a little car. I go and get my little fruit bowl.
Would you love to go get a little fruit ball on your electric unicycle on a Sunday?
First of all, that thing's going 45 miles an hour. Who is regulating this? What is the legislation around electric unicycles? I am saying this is hell for me. I would eat shit so quickly on that thing. I cannot. I don't think I've ever been on a Segway. Like, I am not good with weird modes of transportation, so that's gonna be hell for me. But this person didn't upset me as much as the other.
That's interesting.
Viscerally,
even though there was no mention of a helmet, that seems unsafe.
That's unsafe. That is true.
I feel like these little guys are always doing this in the city, like the finance bros on their little like electric unicycle. I'm like, and they're always on the sidewalk almost hitting you. You're like, get out of here. You look like an idiot.
They're where they're not supposed to be. It's, yeah.
I don't even know where you would supposed to be on one of those things, but it's not in New York City, I don't think. Okay, next one. I stop answering texts and everything, and I basically just sit around and watch YouTube. It's sad. It's like I become this anti-person that just sits, and I want an absence of stimuli. Nothing. Just nothing. I'm not even looking at what I'm watching, really. I'm just existing. Of course, I'll call my mom. I always call my mom.
Okay, I think this one, I think I'm actually going to go heaven on this one.
Okay, yeah, I was actually wondering, this might be more your type of Sunday.
Yes. In fact, I mean, this past Sunday, I did do an activity earlier in the day, but my normal MO is like, I want to scroll on TikTok while watching a show, and I'm kind of not ingesting either. Like, I am just existing. I don't want anything to do. And just have that reset. And I do call my mom kind of every day. So
that's amazing. Okay, last one, Blair.
At night, I don't watch TV or read books anymore. Around 10 p.m., which used to be very early for me, I say, that's enough, and go to bed.
What are you doing?
Think of it as like, you know, did you ever play Sims where the character's yes. just waiting for you to make them move? So they're just standing there. And then at 10 o'clock, you make them move and go to bed. So it's like that.
Here's the thing. I guess, spoiler alert, this is actually the old woman from earlier. She's actually come back.
She needs to be joining a Mahjong league. She needs to join some kind of community because that is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
So, Britt, we've asked you here today because you have a story where it's kind of hard to tell if you were in the right or the wrong. And Blair and I are etiquette experts, so we're going to help you decide if you exhibited good or bad behavior. So whenever you're ready, launch on into your story.
On more than one occasion,
okay,
I have faked barfing or being sick in order to get out of hooking up with someone.
Could you walk us through maybe a scenario? Change names, change locations. Anything like that.
Okay. So, and this is so fine. I'll give you probably the most exciting one. I was in college.
Okay.
And I was a bit naive. I was a freshman. And I didn't know that when a guy invited you to his fraternity formal, that you were maybe expected to put out. Which is not a great, I'm like, that's not cool either way.
Totally.
I thought we were just going as friends, but I guess we hadn't spoken about it. It was not my school. So it was a friend who was at a different school in the same state. And so I was like with people I didn't know. And when I got there, it became very apparent to me that he was trying to hook up with me. And I am not, I'm not great at putting up boundaries. And so I would just be like, ha ha, no. Like, just
well, like, no is a famous boundary. That's even if you're laughing.
No is famous. A famous boundary.
That's a famous one.
I would just be like, not now, or like stuff like that or whatever. Yeah. And you know, like he would try to dance with me at the formal and I was like, I just want to dance with the girls. Girls I had just met.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know anyone at this school. But I'm like, that's why I love girlies. Like, they just took care of me and they knew I didn't really want to be with him and whatever. And I'm like, this is a bad situation. And we get back to the hotel room and I'm like, oh shit, this is not good. He's going to try to put moves on me. Also, I'm like, I'm sorry. I went to college a long time ago. This is before Me Too and things kind of.
We kind of
learned what consent was.
Sure.
We're still not great at it. But so I was like, what do I do? Like, how do I get out of this? And so I went into the bathroom and I made barfing noises. And I like clicked my little heels around in the bathroom. So it seemed like I had, you know, I was like having a rough time, like getting sick. And I came out and I was like, I'm so sick. And he was so angry. And he was like, I'm going to go like to the beach with you, the other people. I was like, okay. Meanwhile, he left and I like turned on Disney Channel or something, like whatever was available in the hotel.
Whoa.
This is the worst part. The next day, he had agreed to drive me back to my school, which was 3 hours away. And he goes, yeah, you can take a Greyhound.
No.
And yeah. And I got myself a Greyhound bus ticket and had to take that back and have one of my friends pick me up. It was a nightmare.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, we actually have to get this guy on the pod and I hate to be like this, kill him. I know it's illegal, but the first one we actually are doing live murder on pod.
Oh my God.
Well, we're trying to lean more into true crime. It's more successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're actually trying to become more successful pivoting to true crime. Okay. So was that kind of the usual scenarios that would happen in which you were kind of pretend barfing?
Another time, and I think that this will be a little less like clear that the guy sucked.
Yeah, that one was case closed. He should be thrown off a pier. Okay.
Wait, I love you. Oh my God.
I'm like, we're killing him out back. Okay, the next guy.
We're dropping him off up here.
Yeah.
The next one was like less black and white. I didn't want to tell this guy. I'm so bad at rejection. I don't want someone to feel bad. And it wasn't a date. It was someone I had known before. We had never hooked up or anything, but I like told them to meet at the bar that I was at, and then I realized that I just did not like them and I didn't know how to say it, and I was like, I really don't feel well, and like I went into the bathroom. I mean, you couldn't hear me this time because I was in a bar, but I was like, oh, I just threw up, like I am not doing well, and I was like, I have to go home. And then after that, I have more courage behind a screen, and so I was like, sorry, like I don't think this is gonna work out or whatever, but like I just couldn't do it in person and I was so mad at myself.
How often are you fake puking?
Well, now I have been in a stable relationship for a year. You're I'm like, not really doing that.
Way, if I ever just like not in the mood for kissing, I'll go pretend throw up.
I'll just go throw up.
I can't do the dishes. I'm sick.
I'm barfing. It's like, okay, for anyone listening to this, it is foolproof because for someone who wants to hook up with you and you're not interested, I'm like, number one, you get out of it pretty instantaneously, but also like they're grossed out by you now. They don't want to hook up with someone who's just barfed. So it's pretty good.
Now, let me ask you this. Since you're doing this routine, did you go to like an acting class to make sure you're perfecting this lie? So that way, each time you're getting out of it, it seems real and not just like a lie. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I just, you know, I've mastered the craft from years of actual barfing.
Can we see a little bit right now?
God. It's like... Oh, that's pretty good.
It's like you gotta do the gearing up to it where you're like,
that's gonna be really good for listeners that love barfing. That would be good.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, do you do anything like, let's say you go to the bathroom, you throw up, and then you come back out? Do you like smudge your makeup? Do you try to have like sweat? Like, what do you do to really sell it?
I did that too. I forgot about that because I was at this formal, so I was in like, you know, nice makeup, and I think I took a little water and I made my mascara kind of messed up.
Wow. Well, this is an interesting one. This is a good one. This is a really good one. I have so many thoughts and feelings.
Well, I was gonna say I kind of already know my judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because first of all, it's good behavior because I've done something similar to this. I didn't pretend to vomit. Way back when I was living in Virginia, there was these two girls who I did theater with. So it's like, girls, do the math. I'm not having sex with you.
Sure.
But they were like, we're so into you. And I'm like, thanks. So they tried to have a threesome with me.
Whoa, congrats.
I hadn't come out of the closet yet. So I'm just like... okay, I need to think of something. So I amped up how drunk I was, and then I proceeded to pass out, in quotations.
There you go.
I was awake the entire time. They were trying to wake me, and then they drew dicks on my face. And then they left, and then I got up and I looked in the mirror, and I was like, well, there you go.
That is so rude.
Yeah. So I think it's good behavior.
Okay. Yes. I'm like, the equivalent of the dick drawing is him sending me home on a Greyhound. I'm like, that...
But I will say, I know that sucks, but honestly, would you have wanted to spend 3 hours in the car with him?
You're right. Like,
a Greyhound, that is the lowest tier of bus, would you say? Greyhound and
is it?
I will be honest, I haven't taken one since. It was rough.
But they're pretty tall and they got cloth seats. That's nice.
It smelled.
It's a Spirit Airlines, I would say, of buses.
Yeah.
Well.
It was crazy. And I was young. This is the thing that for me, I'm like, I don't think I had turned 19 yet. So I was like 18 years old. I'm like on this bus by myself. It was scary. You know, I did not tell my mom that was happening because she would have like freaked out. And this was before, I'm dating myself. This was before like Uber and stuff, because maybe I would have just said, okay, I guess I got to take like a $300 Uber or something to get out of this horrible situation. But it was like, that was the only option.
Wait, did he at least give you a ride to like the Greyhound bus station?
Oh, he sure didn't. One of the girlies did that was on that formal.
He didn't pay for your bus.
No.
This is what's so crazy. I mean, I guess everything is so crazy. I go, what? Obviously, you always never have to do anything you don't want to do. Let's preface that.
Right.
But I'm sorry, you never even kissed somebody and their expectation is that. I just hate anyone obviously having expectations ever. But that is so crazy. And I am almost of this belief. You shouldn't even really have to say no. Someone should be so attuned with you at all times that they should pick up on your body language. Obviously, if you say no, they should obviously not do nothing. But people should be attuned. Yeah. I'm sure you weren't.
Especially a laughing no. I feel like that's a big giveaway.
You should not. Anyways, literally, the only bad behavior is that you should have, I guess, killed him with the girls, like murdered him out back. And I'm like, he is a spawn of Satan for literally being like as a friend, come to my fraternity formal 3 hours away. What?
It's better she didn't kill him because she would have probably had to pay for that hotel room because of all the cleanup.
I guess that's true. But anyways,
she's already having to pay for the bus.
He is the absolute worst to me. And I guess I only wish people had thrown up on him. I don't know. That is so crazy that he was angry at you, that he even expected anything from you, and that he made you take a Greyhound bus. And I would say you did great behavior, which is that you got out of that scenario in a way that felt comfortable for you at the time, ish comfortable. You know, you're like, there's no bad behavior of not being able to tell someone how you feel, especially if they are, probably if you had, he still wouldn't have even probably taken that in, you know, because if he's still being that much of a dick.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to pretend to barf and then you never talk to them again.
Yeah.
But you're like, actually, we're married. No, love story.
I'm like, yeah.
So I'm saying 100% good behavior. And I hope now the girls coming up that are going to fraternity formals no longer have to do this because the boys are attuned with sensing if somebody's interested in them or not.
And I think you brought up a great point where, like, now I think the conversation is using this term enthusiastic consent, because it's like not when someone's drunk, not when someone's like, eh, maybe. Like, it's like you can tell that someone is wanting to be with you. And it was before that time. And also, I think that there was so much of this internalized, like, whatever, I don't know if it's misogyny or what it is, but like, I was like, it's my fault because I agreed to go to this formal and I didn't know the rules with rules. I didn't know that they, you know, it's like,
yeah, the famous law, like the days of fraternity formal, you have to have sex with them. That's in the constitution.
Yeah. It's like prom or formal or whoever's listening to this, like, just because you're someone's date does not mean you have to do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, for your truly heroic behavior, we have a reward for you today that I want to say this randomly touches on so many things that we talked about. It's going to seem like I didn't write this actually beforehand, but I did.
Wait, and I'm going to read this?
This is your acceptance speech.
I love this. Thank you guys so much. I'm glad someone is finally giving me credit for being my authentic self. It's New York Fashion Week this week, and I've been trying to be fashionably me, and no one is loving it. Anna Wintour actually threw up when she saw me wearing flip-flops. Anyways, thanks for the award. I really needed this.
Wow.
Yeah. Women are puking. Okay?
Women really are. We are nauseous all the time. That is one thing that is true.
It's like an exclamation point, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Britt, before we wrap up today, can you tell listeners where they can follow, find you, any upcoming shows to plug?
My next show, Me Cats Present Sunday Sauce, is going to be October 6th at Union Hall. And then by the time this comes out, I can also say that the next time I'm doing my solo show, Dolphin Mode, is going to be part of New York Comedy Festival on November 15th. And that one is at the Second City Black Box Theater in New York.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?